Encounters improve the quality of our lives. Encounters come to reveal to us the futility of life without God. Encounters will activate purpose and calling in our life. Encounters come to restore intimacy and fellowship.
The land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sat in the region and the shadow of death, light is sprung up. Encounters come to restore intimacy. Encounters come to reveal to us the futility of life. If you don't have a relationship with God, anything of value can become God to you. Welcome to Encounter Jesus Ministries, sustaining an experiential knowledge of God and walking in the fullness of our eternal ordination. Now, listen to God's servant, Apostle Oropo Michael, as he takes us through an encounter with the Word.
This is a crusade. It's not a discipleship ground. And so my message will be very, very short. A crusade ground is a ground where Jesus demonstrates his power for two major reasons. One, to bring deliverance to the captives. And number two, to bring glory to the Father. And so tonight, I am persuaded that everyone who is in captivity, your deliverance is now. The Bible said, now faith is, not tomorrow, now. And so I know somebody's emancipation is now. And God will be glorified in your life. I want to read a scripture as I share very briefly with us tonight. John chapter 10, verse 10. You know, we are in a dark world. Many think the things happening in the world are coincidences. Nothing happening today is a coincidence, including the accident that happened on the road this evening. Nothing is a coincidence. The business that shut down is not a coincidence. The man that was shot dead by an armed robber is not a coincidence. Every bad thing happening, spirits are aware of it, and they are the major architects for their manifestation. And in the same vein, no good thing happening is luck. No good thing happening is chance. There's nothing like luck in this world. Every good thing you see happen is orchestrated by a spirit. Spirits control the outcome of what happens in the natural world. The natural world is a ground for manifestation. When things are completed and concluded in the spirit, they now manifest in the natural. And men erroneously think that those things are luck or chance or coincidence. Nothing is a coincidence. Everything happening today, everything that will happen this year, spirits are already aware of it, either because they have concluded it or because they are programming it. When it is completed, it must happen. The Bible said, when the cloud is full with rain, it will empty itself upon the earth. The earth is the dumping ground of things that spirits complete in the spirit realm. And so John chapter 10 verse 10, Jesus was explaining to us the two captains that controls the outcomes of what happens to men and in the realm of men. And he said, the devil cometh not but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. So everywhere you see death, everywhere people lose things that should be given to them, and everywhere you see destruction, know that you are seeing the handwriting of the devil. He said, the devil cometh not but for to kill. The sickness that you are going through is the handwriting of the devil. In Acts 10:38, everybody Jesus healed, including the ones that had accidents, including the ones that were bitten by mosquitoes, including the ones that armed robbers stole from. He said, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. And so, it's either the devil is directly involved or he's indirectly involved. He's indirectly involved in the malaria because he was the one who lured Adam to fall. And it's because Adam fell that mosquitoes began to suck blood and inject malaria. Mosquitoes were not designed to transfer malaria. Adam was a prince. And so the same way we worship God and celebrate God, that was how God created animals, to worship Adam and to celebrate Adam. And so the sound you hear from the mosquito are supposed to be orchestra, the way you hear guitar. His mosquito is supposed to sing songs to Adam so that he can rest and relax. But because Adam fell, the devil now started oppressing nature. And so instead of the mosquito to sing songs for Adam to relax, the mosquito began to transfer diseases. So if the devil is not directly involved, he is indirectly involved. The guy who drank and overspared and caused that accident drank because the devil lured him that there is pleasure in alcohol. And when he drank, he misbehaved and caused accident. And so, it's either the devil is attacking directly or is attacking indirectly. This is why you and I need power. So that whether the devil comes directly or indirectly, we will stand our ground. Because if you don't have this power, you may be a product of somebody's foolishness. Have you not seen armed robbers that they arrested? They now start repenting and begging and saying they are sorry. They took cocaine. They didn't know what was happening to them. Nobody will kill you and come back to apologize. Have you not seen people that are knocked down by vehicles? They die. And then the person is saying, sorry, I didn't know. I drank 5 bottles of Star. You will not die because of somebody's foolishness. You will not die because of somebody's stupidity. This is why you need power. Although the devil may come first, but it's not who came first that matter. He said the devil actually came first, but that is not a problem. He said the devil came, but it's not the only one that came. He said after the devil came, me too, I came. He said the devil came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He said, but I am come. So the devil is not the only one that came. If the devil were to be the only one that came, we would have been finished. But after the devil came, somebody else also came. Jesus came. After the devil came, Jesus came. And this is how Jesus works. He said, if the devil kills, I came to give life. If the devil came to destroy, I came to repair. If the devil came to steal, I came to give. And so the answer to the crisis of men is not things, it's a person. Because the problem you are going through, a being is responsible for it. And so the solution you are also looking for, a being is responsible for him. If you are under the influence of the devil, you will suffer from death. If you are under the influence of Jesus, you will enjoy life. If you are under the influence of the devil, you will suffer destruction. If you are under the influence of Jesus, you will enjoy liberty. So what you are going through is not the problem. Who you have is your problem. There are many people today, they have the devil, either through the traditions of men. They wake up and tell you, our grandfather, this is how they did it. What did they do? Their grandfather gave oblations to spirits. Their grandfathers believed in sacrifice. When they farm, they kill a goat and pour the blood there. And they take pride in the fact that their great-grandfather did it. Their grandfather did it. Their father did it. All these people that did it, what is the testimony of their lives? Why do you copy what your grandfather did that does not have life? Why do you copy what your grandfather did that does not have prosperity? Why do you copy what your grandfather did not produce results? With all the rituals that they did, till death, people are still struggling. Why won't you come to light? The devil came first and entered your lineage and deceived people that human sacrifice is good. The devil came first into your lineage and deceived people that bowing down to idol is good, but you don't have to remain there, because the devil is not the only one that came. Jesus also came. And so today, what is your outcome of your life is your choice. The outcome of your life is your choice. If a man is sick, he may not know it, it's his choice. If a man is poor, he may not know it, it's his choice. If a man is dying, he may not know it, it's his choice. One way or the other, he either accepted the devil or he agreed with the devil. There are many of us seated here, we don't receive the devil, but we agree with the devil. When they are doing rituals, when they are doing festival, we say, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. And so one of our legs is in church, another one is in the shrine. One of our legs is with God, another one is with the devil. And so the outcomes of our lives cannot be predicted. Even if the devil loves you, he can't help you. It is the nature of the devil to kill, to steal, and to destroy. If the devil wants to bless you, he will bless you with sickness. If the devil wants to bless you, he will bless you with sorrows. If the devil wants to bless you, he bless you with pains and poverty. Because that is all he has to offer. And even the best of the devil is wickedness and is evil. But men have not come to understand because their eyes are blinded. And so the reason we preach the gospel is to remove the veil from their eyes. And to tell them the hope the devil is giving is no hope. To tell them that the promises the devil is giving is no promises. The Bible already told us that the best of the devil is death. The best of the devil is destruction. But there is a hope for humanity. In fact, in Psalm 16, verse 4, here is what the Bible says. It said, their sorrows shall be multiplied, that hasting after another God. There are many people today, young men and women, who should trust God to activate their potential. Potential for economy, potential for intelligence, potential for supernatural. To trust God to activate it. They want to elude God and rush for quick wealth. And you see young men sleeping in gutters. You see young men killing their loved ones just because they want to drive a car. A car is too small a thing for God to do to prove his goodness for you. The problem is that you have been made to believe that the devil has good in him. There is no good in the devil. The first man that the devil deceived and said, if you eat this fruit, you shall be like God, died and died forever. If the devil is advising you, there's evil there. If the devil is helping you, there's evil there. And in case the devil didn't come for you, and you are the one who goes for the devil, it's worse. He said, their sorrows shall be multiplied. If it was a boil before, it will turn to cancer. If it was poverty before, it will talk to reproach and rejection. Because it is evil and death that dwells with the devil. But there's a hope for humankind. Jesus was speaking and he said, I am the light of the world. He said, they that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Jesus was speaking and Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to open the eyes of the blind, to open the ears of the deaf, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, So it is Jesus' nature to bring you life, to bring you good. It's an announcement and an open invitation for everyone. And so anybody today who is suffering because he has not accepted Jesus completely. Because the Bible defines it clearly. Death comes from the devil, life comes from Jesus. Destruction comes from the devil, but glory and abundance comes from Jesus. And so when things are happening to you, those things are indicators of the predominant influence that is upon your life. And so if you will make up your mind and say, okay, I choose Jesus today, you will be amazed how things will turn around. Because it is the nature of a spirit that becomes your manifestation. If a spirit is good, the outcome of your life will be good. If a spirit is bad, the outcome of your life will be bad. And so the problem of man is not what he's going through, is who he's standing with. Many are standing with the devil, either consciously or unconsciously. Many have accepted the devil, either willingly or ignorantly. But there is a cure to the afflictions of men. It's the power of God. But that power is in a person. And the person is called Jesus. You know, when we want to trust God to prove himself, it's the easiest thing to do. If this was a discipleship ground, I can teach you doctrine. If this was a discipleship ground, I can teach you the mysteries of the kingdom. By the grace of God, we can teach these things in their depth. But all of that is for transformation. When you want to deal with the afflictions of life, you don't need too much. All you need to do is just to accept Jesus. If you accept Jesus, the power of God comes alive to deliver you from that crisis. And somebody is asking, how do I accept Jesus? It's simple. Jesus said, if thou wouldest believe. You know, God makes this thing so simple so that nobody will remain in captivity. God makes this thing so simple so that nobody will be helpless, so that nobody will be hopeless. The simple answer to the crisis of man is to believe. And you are asking yourself, but I believe. No, you don't. Because when you wanted to go for that contract, we saw the way you believe. Because you believed in that contract, you prepared yourself. Because you believed in that contract, you took action. That believing came with an action. You say you believe. No, you don't believe. When you wanted to start that business, we saw how you believed. You went for apprenticeship. You were trained for 7 years. They gave you money. You rented a shop. You went to buy goods. You put it in that shop. You took action. How come you say you believe in Jesus and there's no action? You cannot publicly declare it. How come you say you believe in Jesus and you are still involved in what they are doing in the village? You are in the New Yam Festival. Masquerade are coming out tomorrow. You are part of them. What kind of believing is that? Your action betrays your belief. He said, thou believest that there's only one God. He said, thou doest well. The devil also believes and trembles. He said, but all ye vain man, faith without works is dead. Some of you claim you believe. If they stood up today and said, everybody who believes in Jesus, come out, they'll be ashamed to come out. What kind of belief is that? Some claim they believe in Jesus. When you say, let's give to advance God's kingdom, they don't have anything to give. But when they go to the shrine, if they say, bring a virgin, they will bring the virgin. If they say, bring 10 goats, they will bring 10 goats. If they say, sleep on a tree, they will sleep on a tree. If they say, go to the graveyard, sleep there for 7 days, don't drink water, they will sleep there. But the man claims he believes. They say, fasting is 6 to 12. He say, hunger, hunger, I want to die, I have ulcer. But when you go to look for money, so that they can call you as ego, you can sleep in a grave for 7 days. You will not think about us. What kind of belief is that that does not have corresponding action? So when we claim we believe, God is watching. If you take actions to validate that belief, then the power of God comes to prove that what you are doing is not a lie. Too many Christians don't know where they stand. That's why the power of God cannot work in their lives. Too many Christians don't know where they stand. They go for what is working. If they say herbalist is working, they try it. If they say this pastor is a powerful man of God, they try him. If they say this one is working, they are trying everything to see the one that will work. It doesn't work like that in the faith world. In the faith world, it's better you die believing. Your believing is superior to what you get. Your believing is even superior to life. You tell yourself, if God does not come through, I will rather perish. If I will go to a herbalist to make money, I rather die of poverty. That's the sign that you believe. And if you believe like that, he said, I have not called the seed of Jacob to seek me in vain. If you believe, you will tell yourself, it is God and God alone. If you can get yourself to that point where you tell yourself, if it is not God, I rather die. I don't want anything the devil gives. Then the power of God wakes up on your inside. And how beautiful it is when the power of God awakens. The power of God can make a beggar to become a prime minister. God's servant was speaking a moment ago. Joseph was in the prison for 14 years, but he didn't change his mind. 1 year passed, he remained there. 2 years, he remained there. 3 years, he remained there. 4 years, he remained there. He didn't change his mind. When the 14th year came, the guy left the prison and became a prime minister. Can I surprise you? Those of his friends who slept with Potiphar's wife, some of them probably became the head of the houseboys. Some of them probably bought a land. Some of them probably bought a car. And it looked as if Joseph was foolish. 1 year, they were driving the car. 5 years, they were driving the car. When God exalted Joseph, Joseph did not become the head of the houseboy. Joseph became the head of the government of Egypt. Even if Joseph was moving every year, he wouldn't have reached here. Do you know that when God exalted Joseph, even Potiphar was no longer qualified to stand where Joseph was standing? There is something you are going through today that is challenging you, causing you to want to change. Stand your ground. That sickness will not kill you. That poverty will not kill you. That shame will not kill you. He said, though weeping may endure for the night, he said, joy comes in the morning. He said, our light affliction are but for a moment. He said, they work for us an exceeding weight of glory. Don't change your confession. Don't change your ground. God will show up. And when God shows up, even the Potiphar that wanted to promote you, you will become bigger than Potiphar. That's how God works. You are working with your boss. He's maltreating you. And somebody comes to tell you, he said, no, the way to do it is to steal money. When they are about to settle you, you will have enough money. Don't compromise. Don't compromise. Just trust in God. I know there are many wicked bosses, but trust in God. What will now happen if you steal that money? And after they settle you, you die of accident. Will the money you stole be sufficient to protect you when you go to buy goods? He said, the blessings of the Lord, he maketh rich and he added no sorrow to it. When God blesses, he blesses completely. Don't let the devil whisper to you to change your mind. The problem we have in the East is religion. Many people come to church, but they have no conviction. Many people come to church, but they don't know God. If it has to do with money, if it has to do with pride, they will do anything. A man can kill to buy cars in order to have a chieftaincy title, so that he will shake 3 times with the back of his hand and shake with the front. But he's a candidate of hell. He can have a Christian name, but he doesn't know God. But a new generation is rising. A generation of righteous men that will not back down because of pressure. A new generation is rising. A generation of holy men, of Puritans, that will stand to redefine the face of Christianity in the East. Don't let the devil tell you it is not working. Don't let the devil point at people that failed and use them as example. The only example we have is Jesus. And Jesus said, if you will believe, He said, you will see the glory of God. And do you know the way Jesus defined the glory of God? He didn't define the glory of God theologically. After he spoke to her, he went to the grave and said, where did you put him? They said, no, they buried him for 4 days. Now he will be smelling. He said, did I not tell you? If you believe, you will see the glory of God. So the glory of God is not theology. The glory of God is the power that rules over time. He has been there for 4 years. Time doesn't matter. You may be in that condition for 30 years. Time doesn't matter. The glory comes to undermine time. That's how Jesus defined the glory of God. 4 days, all his organs have decayed. 4 days, he will be smelling. 4 days doesn't matter. When the glory comes, it swallows time. The second way Jesus defined the glory was to call the dead back to life. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And he said, he that was dead came back to life. So the glory is the power to resurrect the dead. And so it doesn't matter what has died in your life. It doesn't matter what has gone obsolete in your life. When the glory comes, the dead comes back to life. That is the definition of the glory. And I don't know where you are. I don't know what you are going through. But tonight you will see the glory of God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hear me. What I'm telling you is not story. I just left a meeting with Venerable. I didn't even change my dress. We left that meeting to come here. A woman who says she's 88 years old, could not use her hand, could not use her leg. She can't even remember for how long. This same truth, we taught it. She dropped her staff and she started walking. This is not yesterday. This is not last week. This is up about an hour ago. It's not story. It's the power of God. He said, if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. You don't need to have a feeling. All you need to do is believe. If you believe, the glory must come down. The key for unlocking the glory is your faith. If you believe, the glory will come down. But like I told you, this kind of belief is not passive believing. It's a rigid and dogged belief that says Jesus and Jesus only. I believe Jesus and Jesus only. Thank God for my forefathers. I believe only in Jesus. Thank God for those advising me of taking a shortcut. I believe only in Jesus. Thank God for the friends who are buying cars from killing people. I believe only in Jesus. Thank God for those driving flashy cars by drinking all kinds of things. I believe only in Jesus. It's either Jesus or nothing. If you are able to get there tonight, there is no way the glory will not descend on you. Years ago, I was in Manchester. I preached the same gospel. Somebody came out, a woman. She had a tumor in her body. As we were talking, just like that, the tumor vanished. This is not something that works in one place and does not work in another. It works everywhere, every time, because when the glory comes, distance is not a barrier. Location is not a barrier. Time is not a barrier. And when the glory comes, nothing is too late. Even those who are dead, they have hope in the glory. The devil may have told you there's no solution. The glory is here for you. If thou wouldest believe. If thou wouldest believe. If thou wouldest believe. Joseph believed in prison. God answered. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they believed in the furnace of fire. God answered. It doesn't matter the location. You can be in a pit. You can be in prison. You can be in fire. If you believe, you will see the glory. I didn't come tonight to disciple you. I came tonight to provoke you. That the answer is not anywhere outside you. The answer is here, and is here now. If you will only believe. That's why I told you. It said now. Faith is now. Faith is not yesterday. Faith is not tomorrow. Faith is now. If you believe now, you receive your answer now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Many young people with great destinies, the devil told them the secret of pleasure is premarital sex, and they are wasting away themselves and wasting lives through abortion. Many young people, the devil deceived them that the secret of pleasure is marijuana. They smoke marijuana, they smoke all kinds of things, tramadol, just to feel high. Do you know the secret of highness? It said, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Do you know the realm we enter? Do you know the height where we ascend? Who told you know what it means to be high? Who told you? You say you are high by taking 5 bottles of Star. You say you are high by taking Tramadol. You don't know what highness is. That thing you are doing is kindergarten. Come, let's give you a new wine. A wine that becomes a river. It says, out of their bellies shall flow rivers of living waters. Rivers, 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 rivers of living waters. Hallelujah. The world can give you that God won't give more. You want to be intoxicated? The strongest thing you can drink is the Holy Ghost. He's not Tramadol, he's a spirit. It's an ancient spirit. Venerable calls it Holy Ghost door. It's an ancient spirit. He's bigger. You can't trap him in a bottle. He's like the wind. And he said, when you drink it, you too becomes like the wind. He said, as the wind bloweth, where it listeth, and thou knowest not from whence it cometh or where it goeth, so are they that are born by the Spirit of God. We are like the wind. The other day I was in a meeting. A young man came in drunk. When I looked at him, his eyes cleared. I looked at him in the eyes. His eyes cleared. Because what came out of me is a fire, is a furnace. It's more volatile than alcohol. The strongest alcohol you can drink may be 70 degrees, 70% alcohol. What we drink is 100%. There's no more highness beyond. When I looked at the guy, his eyes cleared. I touched him, he fell down. He was there for many hours. Don't deceive yourself with what the devil has to offer. When you drink Tramadol, it affects your lungs. But when you drink the Holy Ghost, you come alive. That's the difference. When you drink Tramadol, you can die. But when you drink the Holy Ghost, it said, they that eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, they have life eternal. Even when you leave this body, you don't die. You live forever. There are realms superior to the pleasure that the world offers. When Jesus invites you to fellowship, he's giving you what the world cannot give. Is it honor you are looking for? Honor. Honor. What honor can the devil give? What honor? To Today we travel to nations, and the leaders of those nations are booking appointments to see us. Some of them should be our fathers, and they come to you and kneel down, say, pray for me. How can a minister, a vice president, kneel down and say, pray for me? Because when you come into God, the honor he puts upon you is beyond your skin color. It's beyond your age. It's beyond the country where you came from. He said, Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings shall come to the brightness of your rising. Even kings will come to you. The devil has nothing to offer. God has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. But the question tonight is, do you believe? What is the depth of your belief? This is not passive believing. This is a believing that you are willing to risk your life for. You don't care about shame. You don't care about result. If God doesn't work, I will rather fail with God. But the good news is, he said, no one that calls upon the name of the Lord shall be put to shame. He said, they looked up to him and they were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. I round off with a story. I went to Reinhard Bonnke's meeting, and the vice president told us this story. He said, one day, a man came into a city that had many skyscrapers. In Africa, we don't build skyscrapers. When you see story buildings that are 40 stories high, 50 stories high, and the man told the whole community, he said, I will tie a rope from one building to another building and I will walk on it. And the people were excited that this would be a spectacle. He asked them, do you believe it's possible? They said, yes. When the day came, the man showed up and tied the rope. And everybody was cheering. Everybody was cheering. That's the nature of our belief. When you read the Bible, you hear that Jesus opened blind eyes, you say, glory. You hear that Jesus raised cripples, you say, that's powerful. I believe in God. When time comes for action, that's when we know who believe. When the man started climbing the rope, everybody was like, hey! The man will shift like this. People will shout, hey! They were now waiting for him to fall. They thought they believed until it was time for action. The man now looked at them and said, I thought you said you believe. He now said, okay, I don't think you believe. Anybody who believes, you call, let me hold him and walk on the rope. That was when we knew those who believed. The whole community, nobody believed. Only a small girl ran to the man and said, carry me. You see why God said your faith should be like the faith of a child. That faith that reasons everything with logic is not a faith that believes. Some people think they believe when the power of God starts moving, that's when they start praying. Ishakapakaba, ishakapaka, because they are seeing something. The young lady entered the man's hand, and the man carried him and was moving on the rope. People were shouting. He was moving, and the young lady was laughing. Until the man walked to the end. When he walked to the end, everybody started shouting. But they were curious. Which girl is this that believed this much? And when they asked the girl, why do you believe so much in this man? The girl now said, because that man is my father. I know if he cannot do it, he won't carry me. When God told us to believe, he's not just telling us to believe in a theological fact. When God told us to believe, it's because he's our creator. He knows what he put in us, that the capacity to believe is already on our inside. And he expects us to know that because he's our creator, he has our best. He has our good in heart. He said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. They are thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you a hope and a future. You cannot believe in God and end up in shame. You cannot believe in God and be disappointed. And so faith destroys anxiety. Faith destroys fear. Faith destroys uncertainty. Faith is the assurance. Not because God has the power to only. Yes, he has the power. But because we know he loves us. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish. So this is a belief that stops you from perishing. It's not just a believing that is a believing in itself. It's a belief that is an antidote for perishing. And that belief came from the love of the Father. Tonight, I don't know where you are. But I know if you will believe, you will see the glory of God. And so there are two things that will happen tonight. You may be here and you have not made that public declaration that I believe in Jesus, and this time around, it's not just talk. Jesus and Jesus only. Every other thing that competes with Jesus, I will put it aside. Be it the customs of my forefathers, be it the belief system in this neighborhood, be it money, be it men, anything that wants to take the place of God, I put it aside. I want to stand for Jesus, and I want to stand for Jesus only. If what this man is saying is true, I want to see it happen in my life. If you are in that category and you want to make that decision tonight, you are the first set of people I came for. I will soon release the power of God. Healings will take place here now, because this is not a lecture. But before I go into that segment, I want to give opportunity to somebody who wants to make Jesus his only source, his absolute authority, and his only confidant, and say, today I don't only receive the life of God, I also give my life to God. If you are in that category, in the next 2 minutes, I want to invite you to the altar. If you will make that public declaration and public stand for God, then we came here for you tonight. Please start coming forward quickly. You want to make that conviction? We have no time. Just 2 minutes. Narrow to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I surrender.
I surrender to you.
Everything I give. Withholding nothing, I surrender. Somebody wants to work for tomorrow. Tomorrow may be too late. Wherever you are, God invites you tonight.
Withholding nothing,
I surrender. People are still coming. He said, today you have heard the gospel. He said, harden not your heart. The deception the devil brings is to whisper to our ears that we can do it tomorrow. In the next 3 hours max, every one of us here will sleep like a dead man. 3 hours. And we will not have an idea what will happen till tomorrow morning. And that's what happens every day. Tomorrow may be too late. One more time. You are sitting, you are standing at the back, far behind. Your distance is not too much. We drove to this place, so the back is not too far. We are waiting for you. You want to make that decision? Walk to the front now. Don't let the devil stop you from making the greatest decision of your life. This is the greatest decision of your life. Withholding nothing, I surrender. Keep coming. Everything I give.
Yeah.
be a bit fast. Come with boldness. Come with assurance. You are not making a mistake. This is the best decision of your life. Come with boldness. Come with boldness. We are waiting. We are waiting. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you praise. In the name of Jesus. I still feel strongly in my heart that somebody is there badly. I'm a strong man. If I go out and people see me, they will think I'm weak. No, that's deception. Somebody is there telling himself, Kai, this thing is not possible. I don't want to waste my time. No, standing is standing because he's strong. Everyone standing is standing because God is helping him. I feel strong in my heart that somebody is still seated there that God is asking to come to the front. In another 1 minute, come to the front. It's so important that we are willing to wait. He said, when one soul is saved, he said, heaven rejoice. Even if it were just one of you, Jesus will come. Oh, to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender. Congratulations, those of you who are here. You will see the difference and you will testify. Now, place your right hand on your chest as a sign of surrender. The Bible instructs that when we believe, we should confess it boldly. Jesus said, if you confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father. And he said, with the heart we believe, but with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So where you are standing there with your hands, if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, if you believe that he died for your sins, if you believe that he rose from the dead for your justification, which is the reason why he can bring salvation in the first place, I want you to say this prayer. Say, dear Heavenly Father, I believe with my heart that Jesus is your Son. I believe with my heart that he died for my sins. I believe with my heart that on the third day he rose from the dead, that I might be forgiven and that I might be justified. Therefore, I receive eternal life into my spirit. From today, I'm born again. I confess with my mouth, therefore, that Jesus, the Son of God, who died for my sins and rose from the dead for my justification, is the Lord of my life. Thank you, Father, for accepting me. Now I belong to the family of God. Congratulations if you said that prayer. I want to pray for you now. Just lift your hands toward heaven. Father, I pray for your children. I decree this decision they've made tonight will stand the test of time. I ask that your precious Holy Spirit will seal them. And I decree that from today, they will walk in the newness of life. Let the power of God be released. Occasion deliverance in their part to preserve them and to keep them growing and rising. In Jesus' precious name. You are blessed.
is there something we are doing with them? Are they taking their names or something? The ushers are they doing it now? They have done it. They must have been faster than computers. So you give your names to the ushers just for us to pray. This is the body. I forgot to say that. No, they should. I forgot. Now, those of you behind, you can stand up. It's time for the miracle service. Do it. Hear this. I want you to pay attention. As much as you can, at this point, be sensitive and be obedient. Nowadays, we are careful to use the word obedient because it has many meanings. Although they are all good meanings. Hallelujah. Are you ready to receive? If you are, stand up to your feet. We are going to praise God for 5 minutes. And then I'll make the declaration. If you believe, you will thank God in advance for your healing. You will dance in advance for your healing. So you will sing and dance as you would if you were already healed. That's the simple instruction. Are we ready? You will sing and dance as you would if you were already healed. If you can do that for me, then I can release words. Are you ready? If you are, shout hallelujah!
Oh, hands toward heaven. Lift your hands toward heaven. Be sensitive now. Please don't be distracted. All you need to do is to respond amen as a sign of faith. Father, in the name of Jesus. It can be louder. If you are not sick, no problem. If you are not expecting a miracle, no problem. But if you know your story is about to change, your amen will be different. Father, in the name of Jesus. Right now, I take authority over the spirits of infirmities. I command every demon of infirmity here, holding men captive, be bound in the name of Jesus. He said, the devil cometh not but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. He said, but I am come. Jesus is come. And so in the name of Jesus, I command every demon of infirmity, check out of their bodies now. I command the yoke and the chains of sickness hanging on their bodies, break in the name of Jesus. Everybody suffering from pains, arthritis, or bone condition, in the name of Jesus, now I take authority. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. I command the spirit of deafness, the spirit of blindness, in the name of Jesus, be gone. Blindness, deafness, be bound. In the name of Jesus. I command tumors in the body, cancer, and every form of irregular growth. In the name of Jesus, dematerialize now. I take authority over every organ infection, liver, kidney, blood conditions. In the name of Jesus, right now, I command those powers to break. Break in the name of Jesus. I'm sensing the anointing of God now. Please be sensitive. Be sensitive. If you can, just be still at this point. Hallelujah. Play for me. Hallelujah. 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 He's anointing some of you now to go out and do mighty works. Just be sensitive and allow the Holy Ghost touch people now. The Lord is anointing some persons. Ushers, please help me. If the hand of God comes on anybody, quickly get that person here for me fast. The Lord is touching people and anointing them for healings, for miracles, for signs, and for wonders. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Distracted. I'm seeing something that looks like fire being sprinkled. So God is not just visiting this territory with healing, but is stirring a revival from this place. I see something like fire being sprinkled. Everybody under the sound of my voice now, from the left to the right, from the front to the back, I release that baptism of the Spirit. Receive that fire now. Give me sound.
Hallelujah.
Help them. Uprooted. Household wickedness, powers that hold men down. If you like, go to America, you will fail because of those powers. Powers that makes businesses to remain small, no matter the effort, no matter the wisdom. I'm seeing those powers being dismantled. Wherever you are now, I release that fire. The fire that breaks yokes. The fire that breaks household wickedness. Everyone tied. Everyone held bound, everyone in captivity, in the name of Jesus, come out from that pit. Lord is anointing people for establishment. Marital establishment, business establishment. Because I'm seeing powers that has held people down being shattered. Father, in the name of Jesus, everyone under the sound of my voice that is under the burden of a yoke of limitation, a yoke of setback, in the name of Jesus, now by the anointing, I command those yokes to begin to break. I command those yokes to begin to break. I command those yokes to begin to break. People who are being stopped from getting married, I break those yokes. I break those powers. Come out from that pit. Come out from that pit. I release the deliverance power now. Take that power. Take that power. Take that power. I take testimonies. There is a force about to hit somewhere here. It's the capacity for enlargement. The devil doesn't have the power to make big. It's a deception. There is a capacity that comes from God that can make one man become a system. It can make one man become a nation. God made Abraham one man to become a great nation. Kings were his sons. Father, I don't know the people you have marked out tonight for enlargement, for greatness, but I stretch hands over them by the Spirit of God. I decree now the power that enlarges, the power that makes great, the power that makes powerful. In the name of Jesus, as you are under the influence of my voice, come under the influence of that power. Take that power now. Take that power now. Limit people from the marine kingdom, desert spirits that causes for dryness and desolation, their powers are being hacked down. I speak over you in the spirit of a man sent of God, and I decree every force that has kept you down is broken in the name of Jesus. Father, the Lord is healing people of infections, demonic infections. I'm seeing over there, that direction there, I'm seeing a young lady struggling with a genital infection, blood condition, and a very serious genital complaint. The Lord is touching somebody there, and that infection that would have led to infertility, I command those infections now to be deleted from your body. Everyone that came here with an infection, I command that infection to go now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Please stand up and lift your hands. 1 minute, I'm rounding up. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Receive that healing now. If you couldn't walk before and you are hearing me, if you have a walking aid, lift that walking aid up. I need you to listen and follow. If you are using a stick, a staff, or a crutch, whatever, stand up, lift it up, and start walking out. And the Lord will touch you now and perfect your healing. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Everybody here who came with infirmity, I curse it to the root. Those of you who couldn't walk, walk out. Even if you are not using a stick and you have difficulty walking, start walking out. Do what you couldn't do before. The power of God is here. Mama, walk. Don't be afraid. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah.
For me.
Lay hands on him. to go. I command the bones to receive strength. I release life into your bones. I release strength into your body. Yes, that mama is running. Walk towards me, mama. Walk towards me. Walk towards me. I release life. I release power. Paralysis. Bone condition. Fractures. I command bones. Receive strength. Walk towards me. The pain is gone. The bone is strengthened. Mama, walk. What was wrong with her? Yes, she's running. You had partial stroke. Get a microphone. What was wrong with this mama? Everybody can't focus on her. Look here. What was wrong with this mama? Look here. Look here. Mama, you had waist pain. You couldn't walk before. You had pains in your leg.
Yes.
For how long?
For 2 years and now.
What happened now?
I'm free now.
Is the pain gone?
Yes.
Give the Lord a shout. Mama, mama. Mama, climb up, climb up, climb up. What happened to this mama? Now hear me. Please hear me. God is touching people. If you have noticed the healing, if you have noticed the healing, maybe a growth has left your body. You couldn't hear, you can hear now. Your eyes, you can see. If you have noticed the healing, can you wave at me? I'm seeing hands. If you have noticed the healing, no, wait. Not everybody. If you have not, God is still touching people. Help those under the anointing. If you have noticed a healing already, can you wave at me? I'm seeing hands. Look at that. Look at that. Somebody give the Lord a shout.
Apostle.
Talk to me.
Mama came here with a walking aid.
Yes.
But while you made the prayers and the declaration, she said she had weight pain and her legs were also hurting. So, but she was using a walking aid. But once you gave the declaration, she dropped that walking aid there and then ran out.
Mama, are you still feeling the pains? Lay hands on her back. She's walking now. I command that healing to be perfected. In the name of Jesus. Yes, that papa is walking out. It's perfected. Now, hear this. All of you, if you are healed, can you wave one more time? I want to see you. No, wait. Not everybody. Those of you who are already healed, can you wave at me? Now, those of you who are healed, can you run out this way quickly? You are the testimony tonight. You are the one we will use to shame the devil. Everybody that wave, you receive the healing. Can you run out here? I want to shake hands with you quickly. Come out. Quickly. Mama, you had waist pain for 2 years. And you had pain on your leg as well?
Yes, sir.
For how many years was that?
2 years and...
For 2 years and 6 months. What happened now?
I'm free.
You are free. You no longer feel the pain on your waist. Can you turn it? Can you turn it? Omekwalanga omeyozoe. Omekwalanga omeyozoe. Jesus omemai. Omekwalanga omeyozoe. Jesus. Mama, that healing is perfected and is permanent in the name of Jesus. Can I hear another healing?
Mama has had a leg and a waist condition for over 10 years.
You had a leg and waist condition for over 10 years.
And she's using a walking aid, but tonight she has dropped that walking aid.
You were using a walking aid. Where is the walking aid? Go and bring the walking aid now, Mama. Mama had waist and leg condition for over 10 years. She was using a walking aid. But now she is free. And you are just looking like that. Give the Lord a shout.
I saw the living God, though, even the devil, said that you are.
out of time. Quickly.
Sir, you said he has ear condition for over 6 months.
You had an ear condition?
For over 6 months.
Over 6 months.
Yes, sir. Even if you shout on that ear, he wouldn't hear.
Wait a minute. Let's understand. What was the condition?
The condition is that about last year, my father slapped me. So since that time, I couldn't...
Help him. Help him. His voice is down.
Give him a ginante. Gene meganante ke so boge
temu ona bo madu temu oni adam wururu that is on our hospital meeting. But now if you can shout now, I cannot hear anything again.
Before now, at every shout, the ear makes heavy noise and pours water out. But now even at the
when you shout, there's a bang shout in his ears,
yes,
and water comes out. For how long has that been?
6 months.
6 months. What happened now?
But now, even when he shouts, if he shouts, they shout that we get to heaven. Nothing happens.
Nothing happens again.
Yes.
For 6 months, ear condition, Jesus touched him. Give the Lord a shout. Come up, brother. What happened?
Our mommy here said that before. The waste.
You need energy. Come, let me lay hands on you. Give him the microphone. You need energy. Talk to me.
Waist pain for more than 10 years.
Waist pain for more than 10 years.
Yes, sir.
And you've been using that stick. What happened now?
It released.
There's a relief already.
I don't get myself.
You don't get it. Come on, come on, come on. Somebody give the Lord a shout. Wait. Both of you, come up. Carry your walking aid. Come on. Mama threw it on the ground. Come on. Who is singing for me? Omekolanga obey Ozoe. Come on, see mama, come on. Challenge.
10 years now.
10 years. Help mama with the mic. What happened?
Magini Melo. Why even men?
Okay. I'm okay.
What was the problem?
Give me gimbo.
Help mama.
The leg and the waist.
For 10 years. So she couldn't walk without this.
Imagine.
What happened now?
Tell us what happened.
I can walk with my legs.
You can walk now?
With my legs.
Is the pain gone?
Yes, sir.
You are free?
Yes.
And you are just looking like that? Give the Lord a shove! Mama, for how long were you using this? Hear this.
He's saying something again.
Jesus said,
Place
the Lord.
Hallelujah. Mama, what was your challenge? For how long? Microphone. more than 10 years. But what happened now?
You don't get yourself.
Somebody give the Lord the shout.
Pain and then his legs for a very long time now, but he walked out without his walking aid.
Is the pain still there?
He said he's feeling a lot of relief. He came out by himself without the walking aid.
You are feeling a lot of relief.
Yes, sir.
Place your hand there. Let it be perfected. Let it be perfected in the name of the Lord Jesus. Can I take one more testimony before we round up?
A man came in here with a fractured leg. He said he had fracture on his knee when he went to play football last month.
You had a fracture on your knee last month.
Yes,
what happened now?
No more pain.
Chineke?
Chineke in the bar.
Night is rehearsals. Tomorrow is the main night of power. This is child's play, because Reverend Dr. Omar Okpai, the grandmaster, will be here tomorrow. Don't be told. Somebody shout! We can't take. Is there anybody here who was healed of an ear condition? You had an ear challenge, you couldn't hear. Mama, you were healed. What happened? Are you hearing now? Is there anybody who is healed of an ear condition?
We're going to begin an
you,
again.
Brother, come first.
Eh? She said that her ears was having a kind of noise. But now that the noise has stopped, what we are?
Put your hands on that ear. Perfect that healing. Pastor Sonny, put your hands on that ear. Let it be perfected. Quickly. What happened to the little boy? Why is he out?
Her daughter.
What happened to you? Quickly, quick explanation. Let's just
you
get.
You are having what?
I don't need all the details.
But she can hear now.
But you are here now.
Mama, what happened?
I'm hearing with it.
You are hearing with it now.
Yes.
For how long could you not hear before?
3 years.
3 years you couldn't hear. Yes. Now you are hearing.
Yes.
Give the Lord the shout.
You are not just ego.
Wait, this brother, what happened? Now, hear this. I want to round up. You were healed of a waist condition? For how long? Since last year, but now you are fine. It's perfected in the name of Jesus. Now, lift your hands toward heaven. I want to pray for you quickly before I leave. For those of you that you still need a touch, I will come down and touch you. Don't worry. Now, if God touched you in the course of this meeting, I saw a lot of hands that were healed. Don't go with it. 10 persons were healed, only one came back. Because that's the nature of man. Don't be those 9 that is not grateful. Write that testimony, submit it, so that tomorrow it will be read. Are we together? If the Lord touched you, don't take it for granted. People die of headache. So don't take for granted what God has done for you. Write it down. We will take it tomorrow and celebrate, even before the service commences. Hallelujah. Now lift your hands toward heaven. Why is Mama coming aggressively? What happened? Lift your hands toward heaven. Lift your hands toward heaven. I ask that the glory of God will rest upon you. I ask that from tonight you will go with the power of God. From this day you will walk under the blessings of God. Every force that has resisted your bloodline and is resisting you now, they are broken. The Lord put upon you the seed of greatness. And that seed grows from tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I speak your heavens open. Come into the encounter that changes the stories of men. And from today, become the joy of many generations. So let it be written. So let it be established. In Jesus' precious name.
You were blessed by this message you just listened to, and you wish to make Jesus your Lord and personal Savior. Kindly repeat the prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in your Son Jesus Christ, and that he died for my sins and was raised from the dead for my justification. I therefore confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you just said this prayer, please send us an email at info@encounterjesusministry.org or info.edmi.ng@gmail.com. You can also visit our website at www.encounterjesusministry.org.